Good morning, everyone. Welcome, and thank you for being here on this very pretty chilly March, almost spring, actually supposedly spring Sunday. 感恩，谢谢大家今天这么冷，应该是春天了，还是这么冷的天气啊，跑到这边来。I was telling Judy when I was traveling in from Corona, I saw her walking. Her came from the bus stop or the train station to come here. Really moving in this weather, to be here. So, thank you. 那刚才跟其他记者他们看到开车刚才开车看到那啊那那个走过来在是巴士站还是那个地铁站走过来啊是在站在那边走过来啊那这么天气这么冷啊就走这么远的路啊这么累读过来那真的很感动啊 And I'd like to also use this opportunity to thank everyone besides making your way here this morning that all the work you have done throughout the years in making this time center possible for us to hear, to practice. It is not an easy feat to keep a center for decades, week after week, with the practitioners to provide a place for us to practice. So I want to express my gratitude to all the my resident monastics and all the volunteers, recent ones or the very long time ones, to that made this possible together. So I want to express my gratitude. 那我也希望用这个机会呢，感恩大家，今天来这边，希望感恩大家，大家这么多年了，已经几十年了，在护持这个这么好的道场，要有这个一个道场，几十年，每个礼拜都有活动，是非常不容易的事情哦，不是很多地方可以做到的，所以呢，是非常感恩这边的。And I also been told that someone may be watching on Facebook. This is 21st century, so hello, and wherever you are on Facebook, like watching live stream, you can send some feedback if there is any issue with maybe the video or the audio, so that the technical crew here can learn from. I believe I'm the pilot, you know, so this is we try to figure out the technology here. So welcome. So today's topic is how is the Chan practitioner to handle pride and self-righteousness? Again, this is a topic I came up with months ago, and I had a very faint inkling of why I wanted to talk about it, and so it was an interesting experience, so I thought I would see what I share with what I can learn. 今天的题目，中文我刚刚才看到，中文的翻译是 禅修者如何看待慢心和自以为是？这个 题目是好几个月以前就定了下来了，所以呢，我只是有一点点印象的那个为什么那时候想要讲这个题目，那看看你那个讲的情况怎么样啊？I always try to recall why I came up with this topic because it's not random. I believe it has something to do with many people expressing self-righteous anger towards what's going on in the political realm in our society. And I believe that it is something that Chan practice can offer us some guidance on. Thinking about how it can cause ourselves and others suffering, and of course, resulting in the society we live in. And as I was thinking about that, you can see that's only part of the title, but actually that's not going to be what I'm going to focus on. I've been talking about it in a number of interviews recently. If you're interested, I can point you to them. But I felt that it has something to do with one of the severe poisons of vexations, pride, that we study in the Dharma. So that's what I would like to focus on today. 那我通常都会希望想思考一下我为什么想要讲这个题目。那我记起呢是好几个月前就是想到看就是观察到呢也有很多人讲到的有这个self-righteous anger, how do you say in Chinese?
自以为是
的那个 anger,
生气，
那个很气愤啊，因为自觉得自己呢很对，这种很气愤的情绪呢，尤其是因为那个选举，美国总统选举，那个整个政治环境呢形成有这样子的情绪，那我那个时候就想。或许这个呢，其实对大家都有很大的影响，对整个社会都有影响。那就在希望可以思考一下禅修，可以给我们什么的指导。那当我慢慢在想的时候呢，这个结果不是今天主要要讲的题目啊，因为最近也有几次有人访问我。谈这个题目，那如果大家有兴趣的话，我可以告诉大家那个网络呢，那你可以看到那个片的影片。可是呢，当我思考的过程里面，就想到了这个其实啊，这种情绪是跟我们那个重烦恼五种重烦恼其中一种是有关系的那个耐心啊。所以我希望今天是主要就是讲这个。So we might be familiar with the vexations. When we often think about severe vexation, we often hear about the big three, right? The craving, the greed translated as greed often, or a hatred also often, or maybe translated as aversion, or ignorance. We often think about it, these three.But actually, we often may forget that there's two more that's also one part of what may be talked about them as the pride, severe vexations, the fourth, the fifth, pride, or arrogance, and the fifth one, doubt. So this is where I'm coming from here, is that the pride or arrogance is one of the poisons of the mind or vexations.That causes suffering. 那当我们学佛，常常会想到呢，听到有三毒或三个或是几种重烦恼哈。可是我们常常听到的是贪嗔痴，贪嗔痴。可其实呢，不止贪嗔痴哈，其实我们有五种的重烦恼，贪嗔痴慢疑。因为我们常常是讲贪嗔痴，我们这讲这烦恼的时候呢，主要就是会。注意到贪跟嗔，慢心就比较少讲到，所以我希望今天可以思考一下，大家一块思考一下。 So, 那为什么如果我们记得慢心是一种烦恼的话，就会记得升起慢心就是会让我们升起痛苦，因为那烦恼就是苦的原因嘛，所以就是我们是从这个角度来探讨这个慢心这个题目。So when we think about a vexation such as a pride or arrogance is the cause of suffering, then it would be useful for us to contemplate how does it cause suffering? How does it cause suffering for ourselves and others? Without understanding that, then we will have no way of understanding how the cessation of giving rise of pride or arrogance will bring about cessation of suffering. And also, to go one step further, we can ask ourselves how it is that charm practice can free us from the trappings of pride and arrogance, and then, of course, get to the root of suffering that way. 那当我们可以看到这个慢心是一种烦恼，是一种重烦恼的时候呢，我们就可以开始问一些有用的问题啦。问题就或许就是说，这个慢心是怎么样造成给我们造成痛苦的？还有就是怎么让给其他人造成痛苦的？我们这是这个烦恼，就是给自己把痛苦，给其他人痛苦。那如果我们没有这样子的认知的话呢，我们就没有办法知道怎么样可以不要生起慢心，这样子我们就不会产生对自己的痛苦，还有给其他人的烦恼跟痛苦了。那进一步呢，我们就可以呢思考一下，怎么样可以用禅修的方法来让我们不会给这个慢心这个绑住我们的心，那这样子我们也可以就是从那个痛苦解脱出来了。这个就是为什么我们要探讨这个慢心这个题目。I want to bring it up front here because it's easy for us to get into this mode of thinking that, oh, there is vexation, and we think of it as a problem. And then our next question will be, it's a problem, how do I get rid of it? It's bad. It's a vexation, it's bad, how do I get rid of it? This mentality of treating our vexation as a problem to be fixed or to be eliminated, it's a problematic approach. It causes us more problems in our life. This mentality can lead us to declare war on our pride, treating it as our enemy. Think about it. When we do that, that would be really unfortunate.Because essentially what we are doing is to add another vexation. Now we really hate our pride. So that's remember, that's another one of the big five. And that's this, there's this hatred of part of ourselves that we are directing at ourselves. Oh, I have pride. That's awful. I hate this. So besides pride, we're adding hatred to our basket of vexations.So it's really important to keep in mind that we're not talking about it in order to declare war on our pride. Rather, the charm approach is to cultivate clear awareness of the different ways that pride is manifested in our mind and thus our actions. And through that,we gain a clear understanding of how causes and conditions come together to generate this habitual response of pride when we encounter various situations. We'll find that as we allow ourselves to investigate our mind, we may discover the very deep-seated beliefs.That support certain ideas about ourselves that lead to what we call pride or arrogance that we might be completely unaware of. but we have been living with that bag of belief all our lives. When we become more aware of these deep-seated beliefs that shape our thoughts without our awareness, then we have a chance to challenge those beliefs. And then we can begin a journey of believing in these things less, these ideas less and less. And when these beliefs are no longer held onto or supported, then pride itself will slowly evaporate because the support is gone. So this is the Chan approach, and when we do that, it's in the process we become less, we fall prey to these beliefs less and less, and in the process we cultivate right view about the nature of reality, which is wisdom. And from that naturally, will compassion will manifest itself. It's part of the same process. It's not contrived. And so this is how the process of Chan practice unfolds. 那这个时候呢，我们讲到要了解这个慢心这个烦恼哈。 我首先希望就是要让我们很清楚的知道，很多时候，如果发现慢心，我们要怎么样？我们通常的反应就是想到烦恼，我们就通常我们的习性就是把这个烦恼当成一个问题，我们有问题，因为问题怎么样，我们要把它。 解决怎么解决？把这个问题这个慢心把它消灭它。我们发现有慢心了啊，这个就是不好的东西，我们要消灭它。这个我们也很小心，这样子有这样子的心态，因为呢，这种的心态呢，会很容易让我们走上这个一条路。这个路就是说，我们把慢心变成我们的敌人。 那这样子就是一个非常不幸的那个情况，因为呢，我们把慢心变成我们敌人呢，我们不只有慢心这一个烦恼，我们再加一个烦恼就是嗔心，我们突然就对自己的慢心很嗔，有这个很嗔的心，所以呢，越来越多烦恼，不是越来越少。 所以呢，我们要小心我们的心态，怎么样去处理我们的烦恼。所以呢，我们的这禅修里面呢，禅修这个方法呢，是跟我们平常的做事情的方式是不一样的。那禅修呢，就是要修行那个安定我们的心。 这让我们呢可以呢很清清楚楚的了解，我们的慢心在心里面是怎么样显现的，心里面怎么显现，然后怎么样在我们的行为里面显现出来的。还有呢，当我们对我们的起心动念识别清楚的时候，我们也会有机会可以看到不同的因缘怎么合来。 来辨证、来合来组成我们所看到的这个慢心。这样子呢，我们就会慢慢发现呢，这个所谓慢心呢，在我们心里面呢，其实是有一些很深层次的一些我们的观念在心里面，是我们不知道的、没有察觉到的，可是是我们一直在影响我们的想法、看法。 对我们自己的看法，对其他人看法，那是显现出来是一种慢心。所以呢，当我们对这些观念、一个想法有些了解的时候呢，我们就有一个机会可以就跟我们看说，这个观念是有问题的，我们就不会一直在一次一次的再去相信这种的看法，这种的。 想法。那慢慢呢，我们当这些想法我们不再相信的时候呢，慢心也没有立住的地方了。这样子是慢慢慢心就 自然就会想到消息，这是给消融的，不是跟他打仗啊，是不一样的。那这样子在这个就是这个修行的过程，在这个修行的过程里面呢，我们慢慢就会建立这个正见，这个那个正见就是对那个我们世间事物真那个真正的面目的这个正确的了解，那这个就是智慧了，智慧了。那当我们慢慢有培养智慧的时候呢，这个慈悲心也自然而然会显现出来的，这个不是要造出来的，这是这个自然的过程，那个就是修行它把的过程了。So this is why we will spend a little bit of time here to explore what this vexation we call pride or arrogance. What is this about? Chances are we don't sit around and think about, what is it all about? So how does it manifest? And when we become more aware of how in the various forms in which we experience it, we might actually find, we might start, I'm not prideful, I'm a pretty humble person. And then we might read, and then we're like, and there's this. And then you might feel, that's horrible. I felt fine about myself before I came to this talk, and this talk ruins my life. I hope you are able to see that actually this increased awareness is what is going to help you go down the path of cultivation, for you to see that when we are aware of that manifesting, will we have an opportunity to see, do I want to keep doing this? We have a choice rather than being driven by habits or by thoughts and beliefs that we are entirely unaware of and keep making the mistake over and over. 那所以呢，为什么我们这里就在这里就探讨一下这个我们这个慢心呢是怎么样从不同的方式在我们的心里面跟我们的行为里面显现出来的？那这样子呢，我可能就会发现呢，其实这个我都有一点点这种的心态哈，这种行为哈，那我希望大家呢可以不会想到，我本来我以为我都是没有问题的，我都一个很那个谦虚的嘛啊，我是很谦虚的人，我没有慢心的啊，可是呢我还是好好的，可是来听到这个演讲之后呢，我就麻烦了，整天就看到我这个慢心有那个同理，好像都有很多慢心哦，好像都是变成我都突然就变成一个不是那么好的人了哈，这个来听这个演讲就是给我添麻烦了哈，我希望大家不要有这样子的心哈，其实就是有看到自己有这样的心，就是因为我们有修行，我们有修行，有去看自己的起心动念，才会看到自己的慢心升起。以为自己完全没有慢心呢，因为没有修行。所以我看到是非常要值得恭喜的事情。那我们看到自己的慢心，就给我们自己一个机会啊，给我自己一个机会哦，这我们这样子的行为是一种慢心的显现哦。那我们就给我们这个机会的，我要不要继续这样子做？我要不要继续有这样子的想法？如果是，尤其是这个是对我有伤害，对其他人的伤害。我就有这个选择，而不是一直给这一些自己都不清楚的起心动念来带着我们走，我们都不知道。So when we become more aware that we do give rise to pride in various forms, this is actually a way for us to free ourselves from this trap through awareness.So pride or arrogance, well, when we to think about it, it is perhaps one way to think about it is that it's a vexation that's supported by a belief of one's importance. That I'm very important. I'm more important than others. Or the other way to put it is of one's superiority. I'm better than you. I'm better than everyone else. And so it gets manifested in some form of pride. And so it is supported by this belief that I am better, I'm more important than everyone else. That's what pride is about. And of course, it's a kind of form of self-attachment. And this self-attachment is attaching to the notion or image of ourselves being better, being more important than others. And it's manifested in many different forms. So I'm not claiming that I am coming up with an exhaustive list. It's just like, these are common ones, and actually very many of them were examples shared with me from my students in retreat, for example. So I'm sure you can recognize more as of you get a handle on the principle, and hopefully when I'm talking about it, maybe you'll recognize these manifestations in maybe people around you or maybe in yourself. So, oh yeah, I do that sometimes. Well, I do that a lot, you know, so that will be a way to gain some understanding and clarity. 慢心这个烦恼呢，怎么是怎么一回事？我们或许可能就会发现呢，这个慢心啊，这个烦恼，这个习性呢，在这个底下就是一个观念，一个信念，就是我们相信有这个想法，我们是比其他人好，比其他人是有这个我是高高在上，我是比其他人重要，比其他人好，啊，比其他人棒，这一种想法，因为有这种想法，所以这个慢心就会显现出来。 我们真的很相信我们是比其他人重要，所以呢，这个是一种自我执着的习性，就是我们执着什么？执着一个心里面一个想法，就是在这个有这个形象中，我是比其他人更是重要，我是比其他人棒的，就比其他人好的。
高高在上的其他人的想象面的这一种想法，看法，这一种想法就是会让我们有这个慢心，起慢心。那我在这里就会就是分享一下几种常常看到的慢心的显现的方式哈，这个不是所有的可以显现的方式了。 只是比较常见的，尤其是我正在看到，好像我在禅修，一些学员有这个碰常常碰见这样的情况啊。或许呢，听到这个分享的时候，或许大家会有经历看到，哦，对我身边就有这样子的人，有这样子的情况，或许看到，哦，我也是好像有一点点这样子的情况啊。 或者发现，哎，我是其实我常常都是这样子的啊，那这样子就开始有一点那个比较清楚自己的情况了。The
way common way pride is manifested is we can call it a sense of entitlement. I have no idea how to say entitlement actually, or I like to call it, I'm the center of the universe syndrome. thinking that I'm the center of the universe, like I'm the most important thing. So, what is that we have that we live a life with the idea that others, not just people, but the universe, should cater to our needs and preference, because we believe our needs and preference are more important than every other thing in the universe. That's why I call it I'm the center of the universe syndrome. So, one time I was in a meditation workshop, and one of the students in the workshop, very serious student and very sweet person, she was telling me how that morning she was getting on her bike to go to class, and it started raining. And then she was telling to herself, she was like, "You're so annoying." She was telling herself, "I hate the rain. I hate the rain." Right? So you may think that, oh, that's the vexation of hatred, right? But actually, what is that she was mainly suffering from the center of the universe syndrome here. It's like, if you really think about it, and when she was talking about it, I was like, well, we really needed a rain because actually we were still in the middle of the drought, remember, last year. I said, well, we really needed a rain, but she wanted to be dry, be able to ride her bike in this nice dry weather, which is more comfortable and more convenient. And so when the rain comes, which is part of the natural phenomenon, it was a real annoyance. Inconvenience, and she hated it. So the response of being annoyed by the rain is partly motivated by the belief that my preference, being able to ride a bike in a certain way with my outfit staying dry, is more important than everything else, including the fact that trees and plants need water, rain, and people need water. That need rain to replenish reservoirs and things like that. So this is very common, right? Do we do that? So if we think we don't have pride, think again. Do we all suffer from I'm the center of the universe syndrome in one way or the other? 慢心啊，常常会在我们心里面跟行为里面那个显现的其中一个方式，最常见的就是啊，这个我中文不会讲，entitlement， 我的我就用另外一个我觉得比较贴切的那个想法，就是我是这个宇宙的中心这种想法，我是这个宇宙的中心的想法，就是这个想法是怎么样？我们相信我们的想，我们这心里面，其实我们生活里面就常常这样想，就是说，觉得其他人还有整个宇宙，都是应该来 cater to our needs， 回答着我们的需要，应该就是来做我们想要做的事，我想需要的，我想要的，我觉得好比较好的，都是应该来那个来支持这样子的想法。为什么？因为我们觉得我们是宇宙的中心啊，整个宇宙所有人万物都是应该来围绕着我来转，好，这样子的想法。那那个让我想起呢，有一次我去带一个禅修的活动，里面其中有一个学员都跟我分享了，这个学员是修行了好久了，他他小孩的时候已经开始修行，为他爸爸妈妈都是修行的。好，他告诉我呢说，
那天呢，早上他要带他家里出门，骑脚踏车去出门去上学的时候，就开始下雨啊。那个下雨呢，他就开始想，哎呀，怎么下雨啊，真讨厌。那个一直开车呢，一直想着踩那个骑车的时候呢，我真的讨厌的恨死这个雨了。真想哦，这个真是那我们就听到这个，就可能会想到，哎，这位学员好像是他是嗔恨性的问题吧？这个是起另外那个烦恼哈。但其实呢，如果我们想再思考一下呢，其实这种想法呢，主要是慢性的这个烦恼啊。因为呢，为什么？因为他跟我讲解的时候，我们说，哎，其实我们蛮需要那个下雨啦，因为那个时候还是很，我们还干旱的天气维持了很久啊，那个我们很需要多一点雨水哦。树都那个树啊，什么都死光了。那个，可是呢，为什么会有这样子的想法？明明我们很需要下雨啊，为什么下雨我们只好讨厌恨死这个雨？为什么？哦，因为就是我们觉得我的需要，就是我想要骑车回学校，是穿着我的漂亮的衣服，可以干干的，不要弄湿的。这个是我想要的。比其他人、万物、树，其他人需要水，这个需要更重要。因为我们有这样子的想法，所以就会升起这种的反应，讨厌这个雨水哦。所以呢，这个其实蛮普遍的吧，是吗？如果我们以为我们是没有耐心。或许我们可以再想想看，有没有真的没有吗？真的没有吗？So when we are impatient and bump other people while we try to get somewhere, aren't we putting our needs as more important than everyone else? 我们或许常常在我们日常生活里面，我们赶时间。那我走就冲一下，闯到急切一下啊！这个我是不是因为我们觉得我的需要比其他人的需要重要？这个不就是耐心吗？或许常常都会有碰到哈。So we can cultivate this awareness of the moment when pride arises, and it gives us an idea of how often it actually does arise.And also give us more clarity on how entrenched this habit of believing that we are the center of the universe is. This sense of self-importance is a very entrenched habit. So that's what we call self-centeredness. We really think we are the center of the universe. 所以呢，我们在我们日常生活里面呢，是可以修行的，少修行去观察到这些刹那里面，看到我们这些慢心，从这样很小的事情，好像很小的事情，其实就是慢心生起，觉得自己的需要比其他人重要啊。这样子呢，我们常常观察，我们就可以看到，其实呢，这个慢心是常常升起在我们心里面，这样子的，我们也可以发现呢，其实这个想法，我是这个宇宙的中心，这个想法呢，其实是很根深蒂固的。Only when we are clearly aware that pride arises quite often, that this belief that we are the center of the universe is entrenched.Will we know that there's a need to practice? Otherwise, we think we're already fine. Why would we practice? Right. 那当我们常常察觉这个慢心的升起，察觉这个 习性，真的是很根深蒂固的习性，就是觉得我们是那个宇宙的中心，这个这种自我中心的想法，其实是一直在存在我们的心里面，我们才会记得，哦，我是真的需要修行了，真的需要修行，不然我们以为，哦，我都没事啊，我很好啊，那没有慢心，我什么都什么烦恼都没有，没有慢心啊，那我们怎么会修行？好，我们觉得我们会觉得我们不需要修行了。So,
we can see how thoughts like this can cause us suffering, right? Like this girl, she's hating what's happening. Just feeling that what's happening is not what she wants. So this is not going to be a very happy way to be in our life. And that's why Shifu always said very self-centered people suffer a lot. And also we know that when we suffer, we are much more likely to be grumpy and irritable and that say things and act in ways that are inconsiderate and hurtful to others. That's causing suffering to others. 那我们可以比较很容易就可以看到了，这样子的想法，这个慢心啊，是怎么样可以给我们痛苦啊？你看看，好像这个女孩，她那个下雨这很正常啊，可是我就恨死这个雨了，就一直就是很不高兴。这种自我中心的习性啊，会让我们常常觉得什么事情都看不过眼，都不顺眼，因为我们觉得一定事情一定要好像顺着我们的心才是好的。那惨了，这什么事情都看不顺眼了。所以师父就常常说，自我中心很重的人是很痛苦的，就是这个原因。我们给我们自己痛苦，还有呢，当我们觉得东西事情看不顺眼的时候，心里面痛苦，自自然然那个心里面心情不好，心烦气躁。那个讲话做事情就自自然然就不会想到其他人了，比如就讲一些难听的说话啦，做一些那个不是很做事呢会不愿意想到先想到其他人嘛，这样子我们也伤害其他人，让其他人带来烦恼跟痛苦了。好，所以我们就知道申请慢心，一直申请慢心，一直让慢心升起啊，是让自己痛苦，也让其他人痛苦。So that's why we can see that, all these moments of pride and arrogance, we might mistake thinking that this is no big deal. It is a big deal. We are causing ourselves suffering and causing suffering to others all the time when we allow this pride to arise, and grow.And another way that this feeling of entitlement manifests, when we feel entitled to a special treatment because we think we are the center of the universe, we're more important than others, that means we also devalue other people. We value other people's time. And we treat other people as if they are our servants. They are there, their existence is there to serve us. This is very disrespectful. So, I encountered someone. He probably has no idea that's what he's doing. He would have some question about the Dharma pops into his head.And then you write an email. Oh, I was thinking about this. And what about this? What about that? So email after email after email. And so why would someone behave like this? You might think, oh, this person really wants to learn. Or maybe he thinks that he really don't want to learn. But not everyone behaves like that, right? So what is it motivated by? It's motivated by this sense of entitlement that, oh, I have a question for somebody to
whatever they are doing to answer my question
to fulfill my needs. And so this is another example of I'm the center of the universe syndrome. That of course it is very considerate of other people's time, because it takes time for other people to respond to you, and it's very disrespectful of their time. Other people have things to do, you know. So, like, so it's important to see that, oh, do I behave like that? I might behave like that because, why? I believe I'm the center of the universe. So other people should drop what they're doing to cater to my needs. So, I'm not saying that we don't ask questions, right? This is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the mentality behind our behaving that way. It's important to ask questions so that that's how we learn. But how do we go about it can be a manifestation of a sense of entitlement. And of course, we know that we might know people behaving this way, and when people behave this way, it generates this demand on other people, give other people a lot of pressure, because you're asking people to meet your demand, and you make people feel that they're not doing something that they ask them to do, even though these are very unreasonable demands. It causes pressure on others, or it may cause people to generate resentment to the fact that they're being given unreasonable demands. So we cause problems for others when we behave this way. 那另外一个常常见到的方式，这个慢心的显现呢，就是我因为我们觉得我是很特别嘛，我就是要大家其他人都是要要做我想做的事情。那好像这样子的想法呢，会慢慢形成我们的行为，好，就变成我们可能都不知道，可是呢，会把其他人呢都当成他们好像我是我的佣人一样，好，他们的存在就是来做我要做的事情的，有这样子的想法，可能我们不知道的，可是我们的行为就是这样子。对待其他人就是这样子。那我认识一个人呢，他就是 也是他不是一个坏人哈，可是大概他因为他没有那个这样子的认知啊，不知道自己的行为是这样子的情况。就是呢他想到一个跟那个佛法或者是修行的一个问题，想到了就写一个那个电邮问啊，这个就这样子呢，然后再想到另外一个啊，是不是这样子，这样就问一直电邮好啊，你可能大家会觉得哎，这个他是很求知欲很高哈，很想要学佛法哈，那我想大家这里都是很有求法的热情吧，都不然不会礼拜天早跑来这边了哈。可是大家不会做这件事情是吧？所以呢，不是问问题是一个问题，而是那个方式，这个方式，就是哦，我想要问问题，那就是觉得你收到这个问题的人就是你有事情要忙的，就不要来都不可以忙了，就来要来解答我的问题，这个就是。我是宇宙的中心的想法吧，是吧？这种做法呢是非常不尊重其他人的做法。好，所以呢，徐呢，这是给这个就是对其他人呢带来很大的麻烦跟困扰。好，那因为我们对给其他人有这样子的要求，可能其他人会觉得，哦。我没有办法解答，我没有时间的给他们带来烦恼，或是让他们觉得这样子很讨厌的事情，一些那个分神性，这些行为都是给他们造成困扰的，是不只是给自己，
自己的慢心啊，让自己有问题，有困难，也带不来其他的其他的麻烦哈。So this is probably a form, a manifestation of pride that we can relate to. We observe quite a bit, and another manifestation of pride we might not think of as much is perfectionism. Being a perfectionist, I hear that in practitioners all the time wanting to be perfect. What's the relationship between the two? Well, if we really think about it, if we believe that we are better than others, then that means we believe we have to be perfect in order to sustain this notion that I'm better than others. Because we cannot really be better than others all the time. We are only good at something, not others. But if we really believe that I'm superior, then it needs to be supported by being perfect all the time. And well, needless to say, it's a huge burden to be perfect all the time, right? So you can see how this can cause ourselves a huge amount of suffering. And if we want to know whether we have this tendency, we can see from our meditation practice, actually. This is actually rather common, that people get very easily frustrated with themselves when they're not doing something quote-unquote perfectly, and are very afraid of making mistakes. So, for example, in meditation, some people, when they cannot follow the breath perfectly all the time, losing track of the count, or like the mind wandering off, getting upset about with ourselves. We might want to look into it if it has something to do with our idea that I ought to be perfect. The fact that I'm perfect is freaking me out. And sometimes the discovery that I'm not perfect at counting my breath here might be enough to keep someone from practicing again, because this is way too challenging to one's idea of one being perfect. As you can see, it's motivated, underlying it is supported by the idea that I'm perfect, I have to be perfect, and if I'm not perfect, then everything, my world collapses. Huge suffering. And另外第二种常常见到这个慢心显现的方式呢，我们比较少想到，可是呢，常常见到，在那个禅修的禅宗里面，常常有讲到，就是这个我们叫完美主义者啊，完美主义，完美主义就是呢。那大家就想，完美主义跟这个慢心有什么关系？好，完美主义哦，我们为什么会成为一个完美主义者？就是我们相信我比其他人好啊，我比其他人好。那我们没可能常常所有事情都比其他人好的嘛。事实上哈、可是我们真的相信我是比其他人好，好高高在上。那怎么样可以永远都比其他人好的，就是我完美，做什么事情完美，不犯错的，不是，从来不犯错的，从好呢，说什么事情都完美的，那我就可以继续让我可相信我比其他人好。所以这个完美主义这一种做法和想法，其实
就是慢心的一种显现的方式。那我们怎么知道我们有这样子的倾向，有这样的提习性呢？其实呢，看看我们是不是很容易就对自己呢觉得很气，就觉得啊，对，说是自己气，甚至自己因为自己自己没有在做很完美的做一些事情，这个常常发生。在禅修的时候啊，那个也是禅重，这我们熟悉呼吸嘛，那个身体一直在呼吸啦，这个很简单的事情啦啊。数那如果没有办法从一数到十，或是数了一半，那个心就是那个妄念升起了，就是到不是每个人都做的吗？啊，那个。就很生气啦，对自己很生气啦，为什么我没有办法可以从一数到十，就是每一分一秒都是那个心是在那个呼吸上面的，就生气，对自己很生气。好，如果有这样子，尤其是完美主义的心态非常严重的呢，看到自己没有办法完完美美的从一数到十，是对他是一个非常大的挑战。挑战什么？挑战他心里面相信自己是一个完美的人的这个想法。那如果这样想法，对这个想法的那个执着是非常强的话呢，这个或许就不会再修行了，因为太可怕了。看到我没有办法很完美的做好这个事情。那可以看，大家可以想到这个是很痛苦的一个生存的方式哈，因为只是做一下就知道，这心就会跑掉的哈，这个很正常的。可是觉得要求自己常常每一分每一秒都一定要怎么完美，这个是非常痛苦、非常大的压力。So you can, it's easy to say this practice form of pride causes us enormous suffering. And besides getting frustrated, being a perfectionist can also make us very risk averse. Because how do we be perfect? Or how would we make sure we're perfect? Well, we only do things that we are really good at. Then we have much better chance of being perfect.Right, so doing something that is different from what we are familiar with, risk failing, risk making mistake, risk not being perfect. Try to think of it. Wow, I made a mistake. That's terrible. That's terrifying. Well, when we live our life this way,we are essentially building ourselves a prison. We can only do the few things that we are already really good at. Everything else is a no-go zone. So this is another way, this form of pride create ourselves enormous suffering. No freedom. Talking about not liberation, this is the opposite of liberation, building ourselves.A prison with very thick and high walls. 那虚的我们呢，很容易生我们自己气呀，哈，因为我们呢没有办法那个很完美的做一个事情呢。完美主义者呢，也会呢很害怕那个冒险，因为想想看，我们怎么样可以完美？完美呢？就做一些我们已经很会做的事情，做得很好的事情，那我就大概比较有高的机会率可以完美哈。那如果做一些我都不熟的事情或是新的事物，那当然就会比较容易犯错啦，做得不好啦，因为新学嘛，犯错啊，好可怕。想到又会犯错，做得不完美，很可怕。那这样子想想看，因为完美主义
自己在一个很高长的那场又高又厚的监狱，因为我只能做这几件我做得很好的事情，已经很熟的事情，其他都完全不能碰，因为我不会完美。学佛是要解脱，这个是解脱的相反哈，一点都不自由，是一个很痛苦的一种生活方式哈。So, if we notice this kind of tendency in us, it would be helpful for us to really take a good look at it, how to face and confront the fact how he causes us suffering. And actually, I have encountered many practitioners, they just have become, they can't stand it anymore, the pressure. And the feeling of oppression, self-imposed oppression, that they make them feel not free at all. And it's actually like there is a relatively, I wouldn't say easy, but accessible thing we can do as part of our chan practice. Is to practice allowing ourselves not to be perfect by intentionally getting ourselves into situations or into activities that we are very new to, very familiar with. Like, and reminding ourselves, of course I'm not going to be good at this because I've never done this. Do anything, like go and learn how to play tennis, and then you can't even touch the ball. Like, and it's really good for us to do that because you realize, oh, I'm not perfect and I'm fine. Like, the world did not collapse and people did not stop liking me. And we can slowly unlearn this belief that I have to be perfect in order to be lovable. That's the belief in our mind that drives this perfectionism. 那如果我们发现我们有这样子的倾向啊，有这样的习性，就是觉得自己要完美的话呢，很痛苦哦。如果那个怎么我们可以怎么样去利用我们的修行，然后我们用禅修来可以看起观照自己有这样子的情况。那因为这是一个习性哈，我们就是要用一个方，我们要用方式是去破掉这种习惯，这种习性。有一种方式呢是蛮管用的，可以大家可以试试看啊、就是呢不是很容易啊、因为我们很想要完美，可是就是鼓励自己去参加一些活动呢，是自己是从来没有做过的，就是自己很清楚我是完全不行的，在这一方面完全不行的啊，然后就去如果从来没有运动，去打网球啊，去试试看，因为这告诉自己，哦，我从来没有做过啊，这一定是很糟糕的这样子呢，当然是心里面还是很害怕的，因为很害怕自己不完美嘛啊，然后就去试去做一次做了，哎，真的很糟糕，连球都碰不到啊，真的很糟糕。然后呢，为什么要做这个事情？做这个事情就是让自己发现，哦，做得很糟糕，我不完美，是可以没有问题的，是没有问题的。那个天没有塌下来啊，其他人呢没有都很恨我，这个是一个很重要的经验，因为完美主义者的心里面。真的有一个很恐惧，就是觉得如果我不完美，其他人就不爱我，这一个恐惧。我们就要偏要去做一些事情，我们是一点都不完美，就发现哎，没问题哦，不 其他人还爱我的人还是爱我，我真的是，我们在慢慢可以改变这个想法，就是说啊，不完美都可以的，啊，慢慢去稍微的一个很强的实现。When we are a perfectionist, we also tend to be very impatient with other people's imperfections. And this is how we cause our pride in the form of perfectionism cause other people suffering. When we're impatient with their imperfections, we're likely to treat them poorly because we are unable to empathize with why, with and accept their imperfection. This is what's wrong with you. What's wrong with you? So, we might see that happening as we set very high or unattainable standards for others. It is not uncommon for parents who are perfectionists to do that to their children. They love their children very much, but because they themselves are unaware of their perfectionist tendency, then also expect to want their children to be perfect and put the pressure on them. 那当我们是完美主义者的时候呢，我们呢很容易就会对其他人的不完美呢是很没有耐心的。那干嘛？为什么？为什么你不可以这个都做不好吗？对啊，有这样子的习性哈。那因为我们呢没有办法去不愿意，我没有办法去了解为什么其他人有这样子的行为，没有办法做得好像我们要求的，我们可能就会对他们的对待是不是非常不友善不好的啊，就不是很慈悲了。好，我们通常怎么样发现呢？我们对其他人呢有一个很高的要求非常高。这个常常见到哈，如果父母啊，有做父母的是有这样子的倾向，这个完美主义的倾向，自己知道或是不知道，对自己的儿女非常爱自己的儿女，可是对他们也是有这样子要求他们完美啊，当然就是给他们带来很大的压力啊。So a lot of people think that mistake asking ourselves to be perfect or asking other people to be perfect as a good thing. That's how I motivate myself to achieve, motivate my children to achieve. That's a good thing. Right. So without understanding that this is actually a manifestation of pride of our that causes ourselves and others suffering, we mistake something that causes suffering as something that's good for us. That's a form of ignorance. Okay. 那很多人呢就会以为完美主义很好啊，我希望我完美，因为我希望自己越来越好嘛。啊，我要求我儿女完美，因为我希望要他们做得好一点啦，拿高分一点啦，啊，进好一点的大学啊，啊，这个都不是好事吗？啊。那当我们不了解呢，其实这种完美主义的想法是一种慢心的显现呢。那因为是一种烦恼，带来自己跟其他人的痛苦，我们就把产生痛苦的事情想认为是一种好事，其实只是一种什么愚痴是吧？愚痴，我都不知道。愚痴就是因为不知道。That's what ignorance is. We're too ignorant to know that we're ignorant. That we treat something that causes suffering as a positive behavior. And so, as a reminder I mentioned earlier, right? In the practice, it's not about, oh, I notice I'm perfectionist. How do I get rid of it?
declare war on our perfectionism, remember? We add hatred to the mix. So rather, what we do in our practice is we cultivate, and stabilize our mind, use the practice of chan, maybe reciting Buddha's name, sitting meditation, and when our mind is stable, we are more likely to be able to see, oh, wow, this is what I'm doing. We're noticing our tendency to want to be perfect, our fear of not being perfect, our impatience with other people not being perfect. And then we may also see how supporting this tendency for perfectionism is the belief that I have to be better than others. That's why I have to be perfect. And understanding how it is indeed a manifestation of this fixation. And like I said earlier, when we notice that, then we realize that, yeah, we do need to practice. Right? 那刚才已经讲过了哈，当我们发现我们有这个完美主义这个倾向呢，是不是要跟他打架啊？我要把他消灭啊！那这样子呢，我们就加一个烦恼，嗔恨心哈，加已经有慢心了，再加嗔恨心。这禅修不是这样子啊，禅修就是我们用禅修方法。念佛啦，或者是打坐啦，来个安定我们的心。一心安定的时候呢，我们就比较有机会看到，哦，我们是有这样子，觉得自己要完美这样想法哦，或是看到自己很害怕自己不完美，或是要要求其他人完美，或是觉得其他人不完美，觉得很讨厌，好、哦，很没有耐心。这些都是这个范畴里面的不同一种想法用行为啊。那我们发现呢，我们就是知道哦，原来是，然后都在深入看观照我们的心，就发现哦，这种完美主义的习性背后呢，是因为什么？我觉得我比其他人好，比其他人棒，所以我觉得我要完美，才可以一直让我们继续相信我是比其他人棒这种想法啊。所以呢，这样子我们就发现自己哦是有这样的习性了，就知道有这样烦恼了，就知道自己需要修行了。所以这个就是禅修的方式。Another form of a manifestation of pride is the belief in self-sufficiency. When we believe that we are better than others, we may believe that we do not need other people. This is not often, again, this is another thing. Self-sufficiency is very important value for Americans, like I need to be self-sufficient, right? So this is like sort of, what? Like, how does it have anything to do with pride? Think about it. Why would we think that I'm self-sufficient? Because we think I'm better than others. I have the ideas I have, the experience I have, the knowledge I have, you know. I got it already. I don't need other people to help me. Isn't that mean that I think everything I got, all the ideas, everything I know already is better than, that's why I don't need yours, because obviously what you have is not as good as what I already have, right? So I don't need you. I mean, I'm not going to ask for help because I'm not going to get anything better than what's already in my head. It is supported by the belief that I already got everything that is worthwhile. Self-sufficiency. I'm going to talk to you later, like I'm going to try to finish this. But so, sorry, yes. So,
you didn't time it out perfectly.
That's why I know very well I'm not perfect. That's the only reason why I can sit up here. So this belief obviously is a delusion. I mean, we really think about it. We all know. Think about it. The ideas and knowledge and experience we have, where do they come from? Other people, We read about them. We learn our experience from interacting with others, from learning from them. But this is quite interesting. We believe that mind. So of course this is a form of ignorance, ignorant of the true nature of reality. But and then it gets manifested in the belief that I already got it all, and it is manifested in the belief that I don't need other people, that I can be self-sufficient. 那另外一个慢性这个显现的方式，或许我们没有想到，就是这个想法呢，我不需要其他人帮助我。 所以这个是很奇怪的，我们怎么会，在美国我们都觉得可以自立啊，那是一个很重要的事情啊，我不需要，我自己可以照顾自己，不用其他人的。可是这个想法背后，我们怎么会有这样的想法？我们就是觉得我已经有的经验、知识。 想法都已经很好了，我不需要其他人了，我不需要其他人帮助，我可以自己都可以了，这样子想法，不就不是说觉得我已经认知的我懂的东西都我都是比其他人好，我问你干什么？因为你都不会，一定不会给我好的，更比我已经有的更好的想法了吧，主意了吧？ 这样的想法，没有想到其他人可能他们有用的经验的想法，所以这种是一种我们的显现。那当然呢，我们以为其他人呢，我们的想法、我们的经验、我们的知识是比是。 是我的跟其他人没关系，这个其实就是一种愚痴了啊！我们的想法、我们的知识、经验是从哪里来的？都是从其他人学的。其实，可是学了是一种愚痴之外呢，这个我们显现把它显现成一为，也成为一种物质，觉得自己我不是需要，我不需要其他人帮助。So perhaps an example of how it manifests will be helpful to explain this. This helped me recall a student who was in a group doing a project together, and they divided their work, and unfortunately it was unintentionally divided unevenly. So one student she got a heavy burden of the work. And so she was falling behind. She was not able to finish up. And then everyone's waiting for her to finish up her portion so that the group portion can continue. And so the group had offered her to help her. Like, why don't we help chip in so that you can finish your part, we can carry on. She said, no, I can get it. I can do it. I'm okay. And then so this carried on for a long time, until it's like, okay, we really need to move on. And finally, the group just like made her, okay, we just need to do this. So we divide up her task, and then we finish up. And afterwards, she was relieved and also in tears, because really she had been suffering from the pressure that she gave herself of having to do everything on her own. Refusing help that really offered that is needed to get the project going for everyone. So this is sort of like a belief that I can do it. I need other people to help me. And of course, you can see it causes her a lot of suffering of the pressure, feeling that she's all alone to carry the burden. When it's not necessary. But of course, it also slows down everyone's work, right? It causes trouble for others. And it's rooted in a person in this pride. 那或许一个例子呢，可以让我们了解呢，我在讲什么。好，那我想起一个学生，他呢就是在一个一个 group project， 就是个group， how you say group project？
好，一个计划。
那一个一小组，小组的做一个一个小组的好，做一个项目，做一个小组的项目。那每个人就分工哈，先分工，然后他们大家就可以做哈。那分工的时候呢，就也分的不是很好了。那这位学生呢，他就分到特别重的工作。那因为这样子呢，他就没有办法。那个在那个时间给他的时间里那个就是完成嘛，就一直延误一直延误一直延误。那大家都知道他分到的比较重哈，是不是就跟他说，哎，我们帮你做，你做你一部分，那我们就可以快可以小组就可以继续了。他说不用不用，我可以，我没有问题，我自己来。一直就是其他人让他要帮助他都不接受。那后来就是太延误太久了，那大家耽误了很多礼拜了，那大家都会说没有办法，我们要就是要帮助你，就把他事情做出来。那事情做出来之后呢，他其实就是松一口气，然后就在那个一直在流眼泪啦啊。那因为就是可以想象到这个事情让他觉得他一个人要做这负担，但那个担子是多累啊。那个压力多大，我们也看到这个是例子，就是看到就是他以为觉得我不需要其他人的帮助，我就可以做到，这是一种慢性的那个显现哈。那个当然对自己是一个产生很多痛苦啦，这给自己很大的压力，也耽误其他人的事情。And this is not an uncommon thing, right? We might have encountered such people, especially maybe like people who have some physical issues that really can use, they might be needing more help, and people are gladly willing to help them to get everything working. But there might be this pride that I'm not okay, I'm self-sufficient, I don't need other people, and then refusing this help. And we might think that we are being not wanting to be someone's burden, we're doing something good. But this is actually a manifestation of pride that can cause ourselves problems and sometimes rather disastrous. Think of my mother, you know, she still thinks that she is 20 years old, and so she will like,climb up some stool without holding on anything to grab something from the top of a shelf when I kept reminding her, no, you need someone to help you. By refusing someone's help, she can fall, injure herself, cause herself suffering, and of course, create a big mess that other people will be involved in cleaning up, right?And of course, other people worrying about you when it's quite clear that you need help, and people are willing to give you help, but you are unwilling to take it because of pride. Okay. 那我们会不会其实呢，常常也见到呢，有一些年纪大点的人啦、身体呢慢慢的衰老了，可能是需要其他人帮助了，日常生活里面的事情了。那可是呢，因为那个慢性啊，就说没有，我不需要啊，我还是可以还行啊。那这样子呢做法呢或许就可能会造成一样危险嘛哈、是吗？好像我妈妈的年纪的已经慢慢大了，她还是以为自己很年轻，就是还是继续做年轻时候做的事情，那么爬到那个凳子上面啊，拿到柜子上面的东西啊，这个很危险哈、那我就常常提醒她，这个你要让其他人帮你做啊，如果那她拒绝还是觉得我不要其他人帮助我， 就是一种耐心嘛。那如果真的是有意外，就是跌倒了受伤了，这自己痛苦了，那也会造成其他人的很大的麻烦了，是吗？本来好好的，好，还有就是让其他人担心你，因为知道明明知道你需要帮助，可是你不肯接受帮助，就是一直担心你，其实带来其他人的那个痛苦哈。So we can see this kind of, we don't really think of it as a form of pride, but actually it is a problem, a manifestation of pride that can bring about ourselves suffering and others suffering. Right. So, I hope, like I said earlier, this is by no means an exhaustive list. And I hope this sort of get us thinking about this particular vexation that we don't talk about, don't think about very often. And we might find it's rather pervasive. Because we do have the belief that we this self-centered attachment is in all of us. It manifests itself in many different forms. Maybe some other form that I did not mention. So this is part of our practice, is to cultivate this clarity in our mind. You know, this is a form that I'm thinking and behaving this way because I believe I'm better than us. I'm more important. That's why I behave this way. And in the practice of Chan, we notice this way of thinking, this thought. Then it's like, am I really more important? We challenge this belief. This belief go unchallenged. It just operates and shape our behavior and mode of thinking and how we treat other people. So when we become aware that we are operating based on this belief, then we can begin to challenge it, and then we know that, you know, I really like everyone else, then we stop believing in that. Then we can naturally that those manifestations of self-sufficient, having to be self-sufficient, having to be perfect, but will also be challenged. And so all this takes the clarity that we cultivate in our practice, moment after moment. It's a very entrenched habit. So noticing it one time doesn't mean that you have it taken care of. It's going to come up over and over and over and over again. And that is our practice. 那所以呢，好像刚才我说呢，这个几项呢，不是所有的啊，还有很多。可是那或许这几个例子会让大家看到，慢心，我们很少讲到慢心这个烦恼，慢心在我们的生活，在我们起心动念是怎么显现的，或许自己有点点概念了哈。那个我们就可以自己修行的时候就看到自己，我这样子想法，这样子做法，是不是因为我觉得我比其他人重要？是不是因为我觉得我比其他人好？有这样，这个就是慢心的那个底下的一个想法啊。那我们就有机会看问自己，那我是不是真的比其他人重要？我们就可以挑战这样的想法，因为之前不知道现在知道了，有这样的想法，就要挑战一下这个想法。你或许妈妈会觉得没有啦，我跟其他人都是众生嘛，就是众生，是不是不是比较都是平等的，那有开始这样子挑战，这心里面有这样子的，我比其他人重要这样想法，慢慢这些我一定要完美，我不需要其他人，这一些习性的想法，这个慢心的这个显现，也我们慢慢就是也可以消融啊。可是这个是很强的、很长期的一个习性啊。看到一次不代表都消失了，就是一直那个 都是要修行，就是要关照我们的心，这个就是我们修行是那个一生长期的啊过程啊啊。So that's why practice is a lifelong project. So thank you very much.